Journey's End. Written by Chimera Kitten. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Penley closed and submitted the last form of the day with a sigh, consciously relaxing her jaw and back muscles. Technically, today was supposed to be a holiday, but the corporation rim didn't hold with holidays, which meant preservation's expert on corporate contract law couldn't either. Or, at least, she couldn't hold with multi-day holidays. Probably nothing would catch fire if she actually took tomorrow off. Probably. She got up, stretching her legs and popping her left elbow, the one that always hurt after she sat in an office chair too long, and switched her feed from working professional contact status to personal time contact status, and leave her office before Bharadvaj noticed. Her message consisted of only one word. Tea? Penley grimaced. It wasn't her after-work beverage of choice, but concessions did have to be made for the holiday. Tomorrow, New Year's Day, Arrival Day, would be a day of celebration. But today was a day for contemplation, of looking back at everything that had happened this year. A lot had happened this year. Sure, she agreed. Give me 10 minutes. They met in the station park, near Bharadvaj's favorite tea shop. Her friend smiled wide when she saw her, and waved with a hand not on her cane, as if making sure Penley couldn't miss her, despite the sparseness of the crowd all around them. Penley rolled her eyes, but smiled back, unable to entirely hide how much seeing Bharadvaj cheered her up. The thing about contemplation holidays was that sometimes you couldn't control what you contemplated. And more than once today, Penley's mind had returned to the image of Bharadvaj bleeding in that hopper, her normally rich brown skin turning the gray of the survey uniforms all around her. "Having a nice journey's end?" asked Penley as she drew closer, sarcasm heavy. Weeks ago now, Bharadvaj had commented that the day the last of the survey group got back, the day Penley, Gurathan, Mensa, and SecUnit had disembarked the shuttle, had felt like Journey's End and Arrival Day come early. "I am now that you're here," Bharadvaj said. That startled a snort out of Penley. "That's a new one." Bharadvaj grinned unrepentantly. "I've been watching one of SecUnit's dramas. Loads of new material." Penley growled and elbowed her, more a nudge than anything else. "Let's go get that tea of yours." For Bharadvaj's benefit, they kept their pace leisurely on their way to the shop, and Penley was the one to order at the counter while Bharadvaj sat down. Much as Penley disliked the enforced calm atmosphere of preservation tea shops, she had to admit she preferred casually ordering a pot of Bharadvaj's favorite from the proprietor to the corporation rim's automated beverage machines with their overcomplicated payment systems and watered-down coffee. "Closing in 20 for the holiday," the proprietor warned as Penley collected the tray. "So, if you two want a second pot, order soon." "We'll be fine," Penley said. Belatedly, she tacked on, "Thanks." The proprietor waved her off, seeing that Penley was in no state for small talk, and Penley tried not to look like she was walking too fast as she made her escape. Bharadvaj, she saw as she sat down, was laughing at her and trying to hide it. "You try dealing with corporate assholes all day and then holding normal human conversation," Penley grumbled. "It's not as easy as I make it look." Bharadvaj's eyes danced with mirth. "It must be truly obscenely difficult, then." Penley scowled. Bharadvaj poured tea for them both and started sipping it with a contemplative look on her face. "We never really talked about it, did we?" "There were a few things that it could be. But Penley doubted she wanted to talk about any of them just now." "Just because it's Journey's End doesn't mean we have to talk about whatever the hell it is." Bharadvaj tapped one finger on the rim of her teacup. "You didn't want to talk before we left, either." "So that's what it is." The conversation Bharadvaj had tried to start before she, Valescu, Arada, and Overse had returned to preservation. "There wasn't anything to talk about," Penley insisted. Bharadvaj just frowned at her. "You couldn't have been more obviously blaming yourself if you'd tried, even though it wasn't your fault. Penley had the distance now to know she'd been ill-tempered and abrasive after the survey, and that it would have been obvious enough to everyone. That didn't stop her glaring into her tea. "I'm serious," Bharadvaj continued. "There was no way you could have known. You might as well blame Mensa for not reading the company rep's mind." "It's my job to notice when something's wrong," Penley warned. Preservation Ox trusted her as their legal counsel because she was damn good at it, because she didn't fuck it all up like she did on the survey. "Okay, one, you sound like Sec Unit, and two, legally wrong. The contracts were fine, and you're not a superhero, no matter how much you act like it." Penley didn't reply, and Bharadvaj sighed. "I'm really, really okay, you know. I just also want you to be okay." Penley took a big gulp of tea to delay answering. "You nearly died." "We all nearly died, but we got out. You were part of that, too." They drank in silence for a few minutes, until Bharadvaj said, "Stay at my place tonight?" Penley blinked at her. It wasn't as if she'd never stayed over at Bharadvaj's apartment before, but usually just because it was already late and more convenient when she didn't want to walk back to her own suite. "What, like we're kids having New Year's sleepover?" "Exactly like," Bharadvaj said. Seeing Penley's look, she added, "It'll be fun. We'll do the New Year properly. Let go of," she waved a hand through the air, "all of this." Penley tipped the last of her tea down her throat. "Sure, fine." Maybe staying with Bharadvaj would keep the bloody images away. "Oh, you didn't have to act so enthusiastic for my sake," Bharadvaj teased. For all the talk of a traditional New Year, they didn't end up doing much solemn contemplation. Instead, they watched one of Sec Unit's terrible corporate dramas, heckling the horrible writing and worse politics, and even throwing pillows at the display surface once or twice. After a while, Penley realized she was laughing for real, the day's stresses forgotten. Which had probably been Bharadvaj's plan from the moment she invited Penley over, damn her. As she drifted off, draped over the arm of Bharadvaj's unfairly comfortable couch, she said as much. "You're evil." She could hear the sleepy smile in Bharadvaj's voice without opening her eyes to look.
"How so?"
"Sneaky plan." She paused. "Comforting me today when you're the one who was hurt," she thought. "I'm sorry I was an asshole today." The couch sank in as Bharadvaj shifted closer, nudging Penley with her shoulder. "I wouldn't have messaged you if I wasn't prepared for you to be cranky." After a second, she added, "Thank you for keeping me company." "Hmm," Penley managed, smiling just a little into the arm of the couch as consciousness slipped away. The end.